91X News.
It's plus 5 and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Daria Beguzheva. A school bus in Picton hit an SUV earlier this morning. There were 24 elementary and high school students on board. No one was injured and only minor damages happened to both vehicles. No charges are being laid. Loyalist College's consulting physician is retiring tomorrow. Dr. Brian Headley, who has been working at Loyalist Health Center, is having his last shift today. Dr. Headley worked at the college for 16 years. Jeff Leal, who is an MPP for Peterborough, will make an announcement tomorrow at 9 a.m. Leal will speak on behalf of Michael Coteau, the Minister of Children and Youth Services. The garbage and recycling times in Prince Edward County will change due to the holidays. The recycling collection, scheduled for Monday, December 25th, will be collected on Saturday, December 23rd. Collections scheduled for Monday, January 1st, will be collected on Saturday, December 30th. Landfill and transfer sites will be open on Saturday, December 23rd, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The garbage collection will not be affected. People aged 24 and under will now have a chance to get free prescription. Starting from January 1st, more than 4,400 prescriptions will be covered, including asthma inhalers, drugs to treat depression, anxiety, epilepsy, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, antibiotics, EpiPens, insulin, oral contraceptives, and many others. By showing their Ontario health card number and a prescription at the pharmacy, children and youth will be able to get their medications for free. Ontario will be the first province to provide such medical coverage. SFB officials in Trenton are warning people not to fly their drones near the airbase. People who broke the rules could face a $1,000 fine. A 58-year-old man is missing in Roslyn. Central Hastings OPP is looking for Lyle Barker, who was last heard on December 14th at around 10:30 a.m. He is described as 5 feet 11 and having short brown hair and blue eyes. Three men are charged with an alleged human trafficking, ranging from London to Kingston. An 18-year-old Brampton man and two Mississauga men, who are 18 and 20 years old, face charges that include procuring a minor, trafficking a minor, and trafficking persons. Police say that a 14-year-old Hamilton girl and two women from St. Catharines and the Woodstock area were prostituted at hotels in London, Mississauga, Toronto, Guelph, and Peterborough. Ontario will reduce the cost of borrowing starting from next January. The current cost of borrowing for payday loans will be reduced from $18 to $15 per $100. Ontario municipalities will also be able to restrict the areas in which payday loan shops are open and the number that can operate in a given area. This comes as Ontario's plan to create fairness during the period of a rapid economic change. Three men were taken to hospital last night after a shooting happened in northwest Toronto. One man was reported to have a life-threatening injuries, while two other men had serious but non-life-threatening injuries. There is no information on possible suspects nor a possible motive for shootings. One person died after the fire happened in the north end of Montreal apartment building. The fire broke out around 1:30 a.m. Other residents were evacuated by the firefighters. Police have started the investigation. Gord Downie was named Canada's Newsmaker of the Year. He was chosen based on a survey of Canadian news editors and broadcasters. Downie drew attention to Indigenous issues when he released his album Secret Path. The Assembly of First Nations National Chief Perry Bellegarde says Downie's multimedia project was deeply connected with the life of a 12-year-old Ojibwe boy, Chani Wenjack.
They were just aligned in their spirits. And even though they never physically met each other, I think in a spiritual way, they knew and really bonded together.
Around 258 million people have left their birth countries and are now living in other nations, according to the UN. Zaira Shakili has more.
The report released on International Migrants Day says the percentage of the world's people who are international migrants has increased modestly from 2.8% in 2000 to 3.4% this year. But the report from the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs says the percentage living in high-income countries rose from 9.6% in 2000 to 14% in 2017. The Undersecretary General for Economic and Social Affairs says that reliable data is critical to combat misperceptions about migration and to inform migration policies. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Rex Tillerson will be visiting Canada for the first time as the U.S. Secretary of State. He will be meeting with Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland this afternoon. They will be discussing a range of topics, including North Korean nuclear crisis, border efficiency and security, Ukraine-Russia situation, and the political crisis in Venezuela. The Vice President Mike Pence will delay his trip to Israel due to the congressional votes on tax reform. Jordana Miller has the details.
Vice President Pence would have arrived here amid so much anger over the president's decision on Jerusalem. The Palestinian leadership had called for a day of rage, a day of protests on Wednesday in East Jerusalem. That's the day Pence was set to arrive and go directly to the Western Wall. Those protests have turned deadly in the West Bank and Gaza. Plus, the Palestinian president was refusing to meet with Pence, and the city of Bethlehem had rescinded its invitation. Perhaps when Pence comes in January, some of the anger will have subsided. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Four men are in custody in northern England and are suspected of plotting terrorist attack. ABC's Tom Rivers has more.
West Yorkshire police tell ABC News that the early morning arrests here are terror-related and searches are ongoing. The plot is believed to have been at an advanced stage and connected to a Christmas target. The four, arrested in Sheffield and Chesterfield, range in age from the early 20s to early 40s. The security operation said to have been intelligence-led.
The U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert claims North Korea is responsible for the WannaCry ransomware attack that happened last spring. He says the U.S. has evidence and is not the only country to think so.
Technical links to previously identified North Korean cyber tools, tradecraft, operational infrastructure, we had to examine a lot. And we had to put it together in a way that allowed us to make a confident attribution.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1209. Sports is next.
With the holidays upon us, it'll soon be time to face that pile of waste generated.
For the most part, it's recyclable. Make sure the bows and ribbons and that shiny wrapping paper go in the garbage, though. Cardboard boxes need to be flattened and bundled into a size the recycling driver can manage. Old electronics need to be taken to the hazardous waste depot. And take those beer, wine, and liquor bottles to the beer store and get a refund. Let's start 2018 off on the right recycling foot. It's easy. Go to quinnyrecycling.org for more tips.
Good afternoon. I'm Daria Beguzheva with QNET Sports. Coburg Cougars won against Whitby Fury last night with a score 3-4. Cougars met the Fury at the Coburg Community Center. Burlington Cougars lost to Mississauga Chargers at the Appleby Arena last night with a score 5-2. Lindsay Muskies are facing off Wellington Dukes tonight at 7 p.m. at the Lindsay Recreational Center. Toronto Patriots will be playing against Pickering Panthers at the Westwood Arenas at 7:15 p.m. Belleville Centers are playing against Rochester Americans at the Blue Cross Arena at 7:15 p.m. tomorrow. Two of the jersey numbers worn by Kobe Bryant from the L.A. Lakers retired last night. Reporter Mark Mayers has more.
During the halftime ceremony, Lakers legend Kobe Bryant had his number 8 and number 24 jerseys retired. Bryant wore both numbers during his 20-year career, all spent with Los Angeles. He won 5 NBA titles and ranks third all-time in scoring with over 33,000 points. Bryant is the 10th Laker to see his name elevated to the rafters at Staples Center and the first player in NBA history to have two jerseys retired by the same team. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Lakers fans told Magic Johnson that Kobe Bryant's two jerseys numbers 8 and 24 brought them championship at the last night's game against Golden State Warriors.
You gave us 3 and number 8 and 2 and 24.
The Atlanta Falcons won over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a 4-21 score. Tampa quarterback James Winston says they did their best to win the game.
I think it was the best team game we played. Talking about the next man up, I mean, God, good Lord. We had so many injuries. Like I say, man, so many unfortunate things have been happening.
Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson is selling the team. The NFL started an investigation into his alleged sexual and racist misconduct. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says he doesn't know much about the allegations.
I know the allegations are serious. I know that the league's going to do the investigation, and everybody should be heard and should be listened to and respected.
The Boston Celtics beat the Indiana Pacers 112-111 last night. Pacers guard Victor Oladipo says they didn't help themselves by falling behind by 18 in the first quarter and 19 in the second.
We got to have a better start. Just a crazy game, man. Dug ourselves in the deepest hole you can imagine. And again, fought our way back like clockwork and came up short again.
Columbus Blue Jackets lost to the Boston Bruins with a score of 7-2. Blue Jackets left wing Nick Foligno said that they played poorly.
Really disappointing game for a team that, you know, usually finds a way to answer. And that's what I'm most disappointed about. You know what, you chalk it up to a loss, you get ready for the next one. But, you know, we're always a team that prides ourselves on after a tough loss, we come back and we answer right away. Well, tonight we didn't. And we did it the wrong way the whole game.
Send us your team or league scores at email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. The wind will be 30 kilometers per hour, gusting to 50, with a high of +4. Tomorrow will be mainly sunny with a low of -7. At 12:13, it's +5. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Daria Baguzhiva, News on 91X, next at 1.